I have heard that people like the Navy are using Tor, and Tor seems like it would be useful to people in Iran right now. Have you had any contact with people using Tor to evade repressive governments?
So Tor is a general tool that the more diverse our users, the better off we are, because the more you look like the internet, the less you look like you're suspicious. Yes, naval intelligence uses it, law enforcement uses it, normal everyday people who don't want to be tracked online use it, abuse victims use it, people in oppressive regimes also use it. We haven't specifically heard from any one person saying they've used Tor in Iran, but there are sites out there, if you're following the various hashtags on Twitter, that they're posting, you know, go here. One is iran.whyweprotest.net, and they have a big tutorial about how to set up Tor and use it, and why you should use Tor over other tools. We actually didn't set them do any sort of outreach to them. We don't really want to be taking on foreign governments directly. We'd rather let the people in their country make the decisions for themselves to speak up about what goes on. We also, because we're an anonymity network, we don't track users. However, we do track aggregate statistics on a 24-hour basis by GeoIP lookup for the country only, so we don't have IP addresses. And we've seen roughly a doubling of traffic from Iran in the past few days.
So clearly there are people using Tor to try to get out. And if someone were to set up a Tor server, they would be indirectly helping the effort by increasing the amount of nodes. Is that true?
Yes.